Melania Trump has filed a lawsuit against the British tabloid The Daily Mail and an American blogger for publishing articles alleging she worked as an escort in the 1990s and for raising questions about when she first came to the U.S. And both The Daily Mail and the blogger have retracted their stories. Trump's lawyer called the statements 100% false and tremendously damaging to her personal and professional reputation and said she's seeking $150 million in damages. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. And David, since both outlets have retracted their articles, we don't want to go into too much detail, but what is Mrs. Trump upset about?
Well, as you can tell from reading through the complaint filed by Melania Trump's lawyers, they're upset fundamentally. They say that she's been defamed by claims in these posts and articles that she was involved in modeling agencies that served as escort services and the easy implications one can draw from that claim. And they're saying that, you know, she worked as a model and that she had a professional career at that time and that these articles are false and defamatory. Yeah. So they've filed suit there in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Well, we know the Daily Mail. It's a tabloid. Who is the blogger?
Blogger's a guy by the name of Webster Griffin Tarpley, operates out of Gaithersburg, Maryland. Not somebody I'm hugely familiar with, but has trafficked in the past significantly in conspiracy theories, apparently ran for office under the Lyndon LaRouche ticket. Gives you some idea of sort of the political viewpoints or kinds of ideas he may traffic in and the question of how closely they are tethered to fact. In this case, of course, Trump's lawyers arguing not very closely at all.
Yeah. Well, the Daily Mail wrote in their retraction that they only aired these allegations to ask the question, would they affect the campaign? But any reports and pictures of Melania Trump as a model seem to be received here with a big yawn. I mean, has it affected the campaign?
I think the most damaging thing involving Melania Trump has been in some ways the question of her immigration status and whether or not she was here when she first operated in the mid-90s as a model under the kind of visa that would allow her to do that, whether she was functioning as a tourist, whether she had an H-1B, some other kind of visa that would allow her to operate here. She said and has said a number of times that she was here, you know, operating the way the system was supposed to work and was very careful to observe that. But obviously, immigration is such a core part of the Trump appeal to many voters and a core part of his platform that any subterfuge on that level might be something that could alienate voters.
Yeah. Well, this isn't Donald Trump's or the Trump's first time suing reporters. Melania Trump has been represented by the lawyer who recently represented Hulk Hogan in his lawsuit against Gawker, which ultimately led to the company going bankrupt, the site shutting down. So your thoughts, how this will play out?
Well, I think the through line here is the desire to inflict pain. You know, Donald Trump once sued Tim O'Brien at the time with the New York Times for a biography in which O'Brien, among other things, questioned how much wealth Trump actually had. And in interviews with the Washington Post and other places, Trump has said he essentially did it to try to bleed O'Brien financially, to make it hurt for the publication, but particularly for the journalists involved. So I think this is a shot across the bow, not only of the Daily Mail, but of others that might seek to publish unflattering articles. Even if in this instance, even the Daily Mail is not saying it could really substantiate the kinds of claims that circulated.
David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent. David, thanks as always.
You bet.